Welcome to our podcast. It's Elizabeth
and Rena, and today we are going to be sharing our trip to Iceland. Fun fact, did you know that Iceland doesn't have a lot of ice and Greenland is covered in ice?
You know, that's really weird to me because why would you name it Iceland if there's no ice, and why would you name it Greenland if there is ice? Our first destination is to Reykjavik. Our first city that we will visit is Reykjavik, which is Iceland's capital. In Reykjavik, we will have 3 total stops.
Our first destination in Reykjavik is Fiumnasov. It was established in February 1863. It has real Icelandic culture, and you can go back to the past and remember the amazing Icelandic history.
Our second destination in Reykjavik is the Harper Concert Hall and Conference Center. This structure is made out of glass and is also in the shape of a honeycomb. It is used as a cultural and social center and has won many awards and prizes.
Our third destination in Reykjavik is Hallgrímskirkja. It's 74 meters tall. It's the tallest church in Iceland and one of the tallest in the world. The grand opening was held in 1986.
Our second city that we're going to visit in Iceland is to Grindavík. Our first and only stop in Grindavík is to Blue Lagoon. National Geographic named Blue Lagoon one of the top 25 wonders of the world. Blue Lagoon was formed in 1976, which makes it not a natural structure. And Blue Lagoon is at the top of many people's bucket lists, and many people hope to go there one day.
Our next city that we will be visiting is Akureyri. Our first stop in Akureyri is an industry museum. It includes machinery, tools from trade, and other manufactured products. It tells stories of the factories, the people who created and worked in those factories.
Our second and final stop in Akureyri is to Sigurðarhead. It is a memorial museum dedicated to Rævardin Matthíasson Jochumsson. It was intended to be for scholars and poets to write the most creative writing. A city we will visit in Iceland is to Akureyri.
Our first destination in Akureyri is Gamma Kaffalagi. It is an Icelandic bistro bar. It's a 4.5-star rating according to TripAdvisor. It includes vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options on the menu, so there's a little bit of something for everyone.
Our second destination in Akureyri is the old Akureyri Lighthouse. It's great to take pictures in and is highly suggested for photographers. It is also a popular destination in winter because of the most famous northern lights.
Thanks for tuning into our podcast.
We hope you learned some new facts about Iceland.